The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past never o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's Pop Clips time.
You say that every fucking week, dude.
Did I say that exact three phrases?
Yeah, pretty sure.
You know,
how many phrases did you say?
Well,
is it three one phrases?
One word can be a phrase. Hey, it's a phrase.
it's another one.
Everybody, yeah. It's Pop Clips. Phrase.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right, it's a phrase that pays. See? Yeah. Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not paying shit. Let's go. Get on, man. Come on.
Hey, do you ever wonder why girls swallow? Well, this...
Wait. Why girls what?
Swallow.
Swallow what?
Loads from men.
Loads
semen,
of fun.
Ejaculate.
Oh, okay.
Well, this girl on AskMyGirlfriend.com answers that question.
It's interesting because...
Hey, folks.
How
it
can
is
she?
From AskMyGirlfriend.com.
She can say what she swallows, not what everyone swallows.
Swallowing.
She represents all females, Mark.
She represents people with really noisy mics. She's wearing like a lavalier mic, like in her cleavage, and her titties are rubbing together, and it's super loud.
That's a really good question that I think a lot of guys.
Oh my god.
Want to know about?
She like she didn't listen to this afterwards. Like oh shit, maybe I should do this again.
Broadcast my answer.
That was a lot. Took a lot of time for her to do this. She has other questions to answer.
So the question
it was crunch time.
Basically,
she had so many loads to swallow.
Women actually enjoyed swallowing, whether they turned them on or
who
whether they
gives a
it,
shit?
That sort of thing.
I know.
I don't care what you do with it.
I mean, yes, swallow it, spit it out. I mean,
so,
well, I do care what you
part,
do with it because if you spit it in my face, I'm not into that.
The act of
some guys probably are.
What we enjoy, what turns us on.
So I mean, either swallow it or dispose of it. Not on me. You know, spit in a napkin and throw it out or. A sink,
women
a toilet, or something, that's fine.
Love to feel sexy. Like, I don't care what woman that you talk to, women want to feel.
She's cool because
like
she feels sexy when she swallows a load. I mean, that's hot.
And if you can make your girlfriend or wife or fiance feel like that,
or
grandma. And one way
your grandma.
Grandma, you know.
Your grandma. Yeah, that's
that
weird.
You
girl,
your grandma blows you.
And your wife
and
with.
If we're swallowing, you definitely can't stop thinking about us. So it's
oh, Jesus Christ, the microphone.
I know. I can't.
Not the act of swallowing.
The thing about, you know. Swallowing is enough.
I know it's like I can't concentrate on what she's saying.
Other people.
The point of a lavalier is so it's quiet.
Actually,
you don't have to hold it.
I don't like the taste. I don't care what guy it is, but whether it's sweet or salty or whatever, it's just it's not.
Wait
pleasant.
A minute. Whether it's sweet or salty. So I don't like salty things, and I don't like sweet things. So you don't like the taste of anything.
If you want your girl to swallow and she hasn't yet, don't force her to do it.
Like hold her. Wait. Like you're holding your nose.
You know,
fucking do it.
All right.
I hide it in some meat. Like I give my dog pills.
I know.
You just swallowed my semen, bitch.
If she doesn't, for
I bake it in the middle of an apple pie.
I strongly
eat up. It's good. Good for you.
I don't care if you like it or not. Just grin and bear it because it's going to make your man happy. Seriously,
your man's an asshole if he gives if he really cares
at that point. I'm already rolling over and taking a nap.
He's so invested in it. Like after he comes, he just stares at you and watches, waiting.
Before the girl even makes a decision, I'm asleep. I'm like,
this is to either women or
men. And he's having this inner dialogue. What is she gonna do with it? Is she gonna swallow? Is she gonna spit it out? I don't know.
Where she's not on top.
And now when she gets up, you have to follow her.
Like
whoa! Are you going to the bathroom to spit it out? Or you just go take a piss?
Fall into her mouth, and she is gonna taste it all.
5 million assholes watch this video.
Gag or spit it all.
No, 5 million people watch it just because
of
the topic. They think it's going to be some kind of sexy conversation.
And she's like this.
Oh shit! Let me check this out.
Pew, pew, goes down.
Meanwhile, this idiot with the noisy mic.
It never comes back up. Or you could try with you on top. I don't know exactly how that would
my
work.
My trick is, you take it with a spoonful of sugar.
For the most part, the
oh my God!
You see, you put a spoonful of sugar in your mouth, then you start blowing me. So, you know, once I finish and it all mixes together, fucking delicious. My girls like it so much, they just have me finish into a cup and they just mix it together with stuff.
She's no fucking angel with her grapefruit in her, man.
If anyone knows
that. Angel gets, we played on Popcorn a few weeks ago. Angel fucking, you know, she gets straight to it, man.
Crazy noises and shit. Guys, appreciate that stuff.
This girl is like 18 years old. I mean, how much sex has she been having?
You'd be surprised. She's a whore.
Apparently.
A lot.
You get the point.
She does have silk sheets, so I guess.
She's putting fucking videos out on Swallow.
Is this her actual room, or do they have like a set somewhere? No, because she's part of...
Then go ahead.
Somebody tell her to shut the fuck up. Hey, shut the fuck up over there. You're that noisy ass mic.
Girlfriend.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer it. The reason I'm laughing is because I just heard my husband yell an orgasmic yes. I think he's watching a football game. Don't quote me on that.
Whatever, lady. But if you heard shut up scream, already. We're
that's,
fucking
that's
done.
What that was from. So anyway,
yeah, that's a question. She says don't quote her on it. I heard that your husband was watching a football game on Sunday. Is this true?
Yeah, I'm taking that as the truth. I mean,
how is she married? Or are you a liar? That's weird. It's kind of she just looks good for her age, I guess.
Yeah, probably. She's probably in her 20s.
Either way,
Whatever. I don't fucking
care.
Who
gives a shit?
I know. Fucking nonsense. And I mean, you can't listen to your shit when it's done. You don't fucking proof this stuff. Come on.
The guy's yelling in the background, like, redo it.
I know. Not even just that. The whole entirety of it. Nothing but that fucking mic racket.
By the way, if you're looking for other videos that she answers, eating pussy, how to get your girlfriend to try anal sex, how to grow your penis, and the 5 best porn sites are some of the other ones that she answers for.
Listen, you don't fucking tell me where the best porn sites are. I have my special sites that I like, and that's fucking it. And, dude... The way to grow your penis is to get an erection.
I don't see... You know what? Other than that,
you have surgery.
She sat there and yapped for however many minutes it was, but I don't consider her expert in anything. She didn't seem to know anything.
She said nothing.
If your man, you know, he's going to really be...
Wait. All she said was, either do it, or if she doesn't want to do it, don't make her. All right? So you fucking accomplished nothing? Thanks.
Here's a creepy song from the 1980s. It's called Never Run, Never... From the album Never Run, Never Hide. It's a song called Into the Night by Barry Mardones.
Never heard of him.
She's just 16.
Now I've heard the song.
Leave her alone.
It's like, hey, asshole, that's my fucking kid. She's 16, you're 30. Leave her the fuck alone.
Separated by fools.
That fool doesn't want me fucking a 16-year-old
daughter. I'm 37 years old.
You believe this guy? You believe this asshole? What does he know? If I could fly, I'd pick up every 16-year-old girl in the world
I'd
and
kidnap
fuck
you
them.
And take you to my mountain.
I know.
There's like a giant bird's nest where he keeps 16-year-olds.
Oh, if you could fly.
I just want to go home and see my mommy. You shut the fuck up. We're in love.
How do you have a song about statutory rape, and this is like a popular song? It's strange, you know? Like, no one thought anything of this back then? I know this happened like in 1980. Were people cooler about it back then? It was like, apparently. It's harmless. 16-year-olds are fucking anyway, so what?
Please keep bothering me, you're 30 years older than me, sir.
Yeah, but I love you. You don't know love, dude.
I just want to play with my Barbies. Leave me alone.
He's waiting till the end of time. Whoa. She'll be like 300 by then. You don't want to wait till the end of time, dude.
That's cool, then. If he's going to wait, go ahead.
I kind of don't believe him. I think he has a thing for 16-year-olds. He's not going to wait a few years. He's not going to be 16 anymore.
Yeah, you already
have.
You already sang this yesterday, dude.
Yeah, I know. They don't have modern songs about this anymore, do they?
No
one's singing about wanting to fuck like a 14-year-old.
There are people who, like this guy, who repeat the same shit over and over again.
I hate those talkers. Yesterday at work, we saw some kind of safety video. It was like fucking hour long, and this dude is just giving a speech. And I swear, it could have been half as long if he didn't repeat himself. Every other phrase, he just said it like two times for like constantly the entire video. But what was the point? What was the point? Like that the entire fucking time. Like, dude, come on. Listen to yourself.
I like people who repeat the same shit over and over again, and then you can get them to say it again. Like, my uncle had this truck, and he'd always wanted to, like, he never painted it. It was like a 1960s truck, so every week I'd be like, oh, so when are you painting the pickup truck? Oh, yeah, I'm probably going to get to it next week. And that would go on for years. Every week I'd ask him. You can do that with people.
Yeah, I don't... They're just so oblivious. They don't even get it. They don't even get it. You don't know. You don't realize, you know, the shit you say.
So that's Benny Mardone.
Oh, wait a minute. He finally got her at the end. I just looked at the video.
Well, he took her on a magic carpet ride.
Is that a sex thing?
He literally threw a carpet on her floor. He snuck into her room, which, I mean, he's breaking all sorts of laws. That's trespassing because that's not technically her house.
Well, that's kidnapping. That's a 16-year-old girl. I'm breaking into her parents' home, taking her out of it so I can go have sex with her on a carpet. So I'm a statutory rapist and kidnapper.
Well, you know what she should have done is watch this video. It would give her some tips on how to stay clear of this guy.
What's the video about?
It's called Don't Talk to Strangers.
Yeah, but it doesn't even say two. It's a number two. Don't talk to strangers. It's more like that. It's true. Like there's two dudes you don't know. You don't want them to shut the fuck up.
Please don't talk to strangers.
Strangers.
I like this song.
It's a musical, huh?
And since you don't know them, you'd better think twice. Please don't talk to strangers.
I kind of like this song.
It is good.
I would say they're van, mostly.
Even if they're
kidnappers
friendly,
always have a kidnapper van.
They might take you too far.
What, to Canada?
Strangers can be
listen,
tricky.
I only live up the block, so I mean that's as far as I go.
If you let them in your house, they might even hurt you.
I wanted to say rape you.
Yeah, listen, you know they're not getting, you know.
Strangers,
this is an old song. They're not getting into that.
Telephone.
They can apply it.
If they're being known,
they're gonna add the World Wide Web to this song now.
Yeah.
Don't say that you're alone.
Hey, where's your mom and dad? I don't know. They go off for hours at a time. Hell if I know. It is getting kind of spooky. I do like their website, everythingisterrible.com. You can check it out there,
don't
I guess.
Yeah.
I want that domain. I'm going to have to get everythingisterrible.net.
I got to say, this is one of my favorite songs ever.
It is good.
I'm putting some of my iPhone.
Please don't talk to strangers.
Strangers. So you need some background singing.
Yeah.
Can we cover this in a live show?
Probably.
If they try.
This video is classic.
I know. What's up, girly?
Just turn around and run.
He did a 360 when he turned around. You're running right back to the stranger. You gotta do a 180.
So yeah, if that young girl in the Benny Mardone's video would have saw that.
Yeah, I know. Fucking run from that dude.
She would have.
But I mean, really though, that dude is pretty hot. So I mean, easier said than done.
Coming out this November. Some almost exactly 20 years after the first one, is Dumb and Dumber 2.
Why? Is there a fucking demand? I mean, there's probably a demand for it 2 years after the original came out, but 2 decades later?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a trailer for it. I've seen it before, Mark hasn't.
Everyone
you can listen,
because
there's no visual on the audio podcast.
There he is again. Almost 2 decades and he still comes.
How you doing, buddy? Brought you your favorite candies.
Come on, Lloyd. You gotta get over her. Mary Samsonite was just a girl.
That's it, kid.
Is there any way this movie could be good?
Wait a minute. So you mean you have been faking for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome!
Wow, that's the same fucking joke from the original.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to...
Oh, my God.
I like what you've done with the place.
Who's this?
Oh, that's Butthole. I found him out in the alley.
Why'd you name him Butthole?
Because of this.
Good name. Totally fits.
It's a postcard from Freda Felcher. Harry, I'm pregnant. Please call me.
What do you think it means, Harry?
Lloyd, I'm going to be a dad.
Ah!
Look at the postmark.
This
1991.
Looks like...
I had a daughter. I gave her up for adoption.
That is a total piece of shit.
Well, what if we go track her down?
You're hot for my daughter.
What?
Am I right?
What?
Am I right?
That's insane.
Does Jim Carrey, do those guys even fucking read? Did they read the script to this and they thought, oh yeah.
I think he had something right. He was there for the writing.
Well, you know what? I mean, I used to just assume he lost his sense of humor because he just didn't make comedies anymore.
I know she'll appreciate all the trouble you've gone to find her. Let's call her.
It's ringing!
Whoever this is, we're in the middle of something very important here.
This is your dad.
What? Hey, guys. I know this is weird timing, but I gotta take this. It's my dad.
She's got me on hold.
Oh, Mikey?
Yeah, Grant?
I've got the diamonds.
Mikey's listening.
They're underneath me.
Did you hide them inside this turkey?
They're just above the giblets.
There's no diamonds in here.
And you're not my grandson.
Harry, she's got me. She's really clamping down.
You can cross that one off your bucket list.
I think you're,
fuck the movies, man. Everyone wants a fucking payday. Jesus,
I feel like you're going in this with the wrong attitude, Mark.
What attitude is that? That I should expect things to be funny?
You like
how
the first one?
How many should be funny? You like the first one, so let's take all the same fucking jokes and put them in another movie. You're gonna love it even more.
Well, why don't you wait to see the whole thing before you judge?
No, you know what a preview is? They take the best fucking jokes, cram them into 3 minutes. To entice you to go pay money to see the fucking movie. I seen the best parts. They're shit. I know a shitty movie when I see it.
All right, we'll see you November 14th.
Oh, we will. I'll be out there. Yeah. I'll fucking steal it. I'll go on the internet and fucking steal it. You're not getting a fucking cent from me for that piece of shit.
But I don't know why you're so angry.
You shut the fuck up. I'm always angry. You know that.
Next up.
Life makes me angry.
Even though Mark has sort of ruined the whole show. Heaven is my Neverland. She has a, this is some facts. Frequently asked questions, advice for penders. Now, I have no idea what the fuck a pender is. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I don't know what...
We did not listen to this before we play.
For penders.
We literally are playing this for the first time. I don't know what it's about. She's just attractive and she's saying
she's
shit.
She's super fucking hot. Like, really hot. So, I mean, you're not getting anything from it because you can't see her, but take it from me. Like, holy shit.
It may have something to do with, some kind of Disney program. I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay, so my roommate moved out yesterday. So I can talk as loud as
I want. Oh, yeah. That means you could have dudes over
also,
and fucking have loud sex. It's going
to
be
so
good.
So before I begin, I just want you to know.
Oh, yeah. She's showing her tongue.
When I'm talking.
That's hot.
I'm so alarmed. You're going to get to a hospital.
I get a lot of
frostbite on her tongue.
Questions. And I thought I would just go ahead and make a video addressing it.
I never believe anyone when they say they get a lot of questions.
Who's asking questions?
A lot of people have been asking me.
From you guys,
like one person asks you something?
Yeah, same question over and over again. I don't care. But I figured for as many people who do write in, there's probably just as many people...
Really? People are writing you?
Either aren't comfortable enough to ask or...
Like how big are your titties? I'm not comfortable to ask you in person.
Ask and then wait for a response.
But you know, I really want to know.
The most frequently asked question that I get
you look like you got C's, but I mean, it might just be a big B.
For quite a while. And
I'm scared to ask. There, I said it.
Do you have advice for me? And as much as it sucks, because being pended means you're waiting. So everyone's just kind of like, hey,
pending.
It's worth the wait, and it's like
okay. Now I understand.
Like, I couldn't come to that conclusion on my own.
Patent pending. I gotcha.
If any of you guys haven't seen any of the previous videos, I was pended from the end of October to the last day.
That also could be a sex thing. This dude fucking pended me. I told him I didn't want to, but he did it anyway. I'm so pissed.
And I was pended this time around before getting accepted. So I know all about the pending game.
And I feel like that's when you ask a girl out and she's like,
one thing that did help me is...
We'll see. Come back in a month, I'll let you know.
I'm going to say that's a no.
It's not really a science. It's... You know, they have stacks and stacks of paperwork from people, and then they're getting
paperwork.
Stacks and
what
stacks
year is this?
Day, and you're kind of,
you know, this is all. If you can't
roles.
Tell, it's all about fucking Disney. Apparently, there's a Disney college that she wants to go to, and
it's not a Disney college. What it is, it's a shitty. You go down to a Disneyland, a world, where the fuck it is for the summer, and they pay you like slave wages, and you basically just fucking do shit work.
She's going to be in the costume?
When I was in college, they would always come around and try to fucking get people to do it. And it's basically slave labor. But, you know, oh, I work for Disney. And all these fucking girls want to do it because, you know, they want to be a little Disney princess.
Are they giving you fucking airfare to Disney World?
Yeah, you stay down there and all this other shit.
They pay for it? That's not so bad.
But I've heard that, you know...
Yeah, you pay me shit, but I'm getting a fucking free trip to Florida or California.
But I've heard I've heard people say it's pretty bad.
Dude, my job's pretty bad, but I'm here. Not in fucking California.
Well, you can be a pender.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm going to be.
Get accepted.
I'm a Penderton.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah, it sounds pretty... I mean, if she's going to be there, pretty attractive people. Now I'm interested.
Well, she knows a lot about being a pender.
Dude, and I'll do the fucking voices and shit like that. I can do it.
I don't think they're looking for that. I think they're looking for something like sweep up.
I know how to work a fucking broom.
That's true. But right now...
What?
Right now?
Right now what? I'm waiting.
It's a song of the week. Right now we are playing the song of the week. From 1991. This album came out 23 years ago this week. And the song is called Right Now. From an album called... For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, which initials spell fuck, and I thought that was so cool when I was a kid.
You know what? I've heard that before, that they say that's where the word fuck came from.
Which isn't true.
Somebody told me that, though, like, you see, in prison, guys who would rape other guys, they put them in this room, and they would write that on the door so that they all knew what they were there for. And that's where the term fuck came from. Now, where does the word fuck really come from? Fuck if I know.
I like this video because they just start saying, so like, right now someone's eating a ham sandwich.
It's true.
Right now, Mark is jerking off to porn.
I mean, whenever you, if you watch this, like, every day, at some point it's going to be true. It is a good song. I mean, brings back a lot of memories. Oh, wait, wouldn't it be funny to hold up a sign on the street, I will mug you for money, and see what people do? Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Be funny. See people's reactions.
Hey, Mark, it's your tomorrow.
Do you think cops would give you shit? I mean, obviously it's a fucking joke. Like, I didn't mug anyone, did I? Just saying I will.
You cannot. Cops do not like jokes.
Apparently not.
Everything is serious.
Yeah, serious business being an asshole.
A lot of people hated Sammy Hagar because he ruined Van Halen.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're both good.
Yeah.
Bailey Roth, Sammy Hagar. They both have good songs.
Yeah, they're different. They have different styles, but they're both good.
Yeah.
Separate but equal. One's black, one's white, but they're both good.
He did have a lot of songs about love, like Why Can't This Be Love?
Love ballads, yeah.
How Do You Know When It's Love? Meanwhile, David Lee Roth had songs like, you know, ain't talking about love. I'm just talking about fucking, you know?
Yeah, well, one guy, they both had different ideas what love was. That was the biggest distinction.
Sammy Hagar is, you know, he's sentimental, you know? He's romantic.
Wow. Some might call him a pussy.
David Lee Roth, he just like fucking, you know?
Exactly, he was a real man.
He'd point chicks out in the crowd, and his roadies would go collect him so he could fuck them after the show.
That's called kidnapping in some states.
I mean, do you believe, like, those are someone's grandma right now. They're like, fuck Van Halen in the early 80s. Like, hi, Grandma. I'm like, yeah, I went backstage and sucked Dave Lurie's cock.
I think about that sometimes, how, I mean, you have chicks that are just, like, super whores, and they really get around.
And they always settle down eventually.
Yeah, meanwhile, like, 20 years from now.
20 weeks.
I know. It gets sooner or later. I don't know. Well, say 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they have a family, they have grandkids. Like, hey, your grandma was a huge fucking whore. She fucked, like, 90 dudes. They really didn't even have to work for it either.
Yeah.
They just showed up. Sometimes two or three at a time. And that's your grandma.
Yeah, it's cool,
it's
grandma.
It's interesting. Because you don't, I mean, you're a kid, you don't think of your, or as an adult, you don't think of your mom or your grandma as being like sexual beings or doing anything. Imagine if you found out that your mom was a huge whore. Like, it's incomprehensible, isn't it?
Or cool, depends where you're coming from.
Yeah, if you're super fucked up, that's awesome. How many did you fuck? High five.
All right, go to HotShotWizKids.com.
Yes,
check everything out.
Listen to the rest of the week.